Welcome to the 330 Sports Show. I'm Justin Coffin. Joining me in just a minute, we're going to have Greg Kirchner and Brett Franklin. Before we do that, let's have a quick word from our sponsors.
Don't let the weather keep you from working on your golf game. Golf year-round at The Bunker. They have 12 state-of-the-art golf simulators, including numerous putt-putt courses. Enjoy unlimited golf for $50 a month by becoming a member. Visit TheBunkerSP.com or stop by in person. The Bunker, inside the Southern Park Mall. This program proudly supported and brought to you by Eric Cromer, Cross Country Mortgage, a wiser way to mortgage. This program proudly supported and brought to you by Youngstown Computer, the Valley's IT company.
All right, as always, thank you to those sponsors. Let's bring in our guests here. We got Greg Kirchner. We got Brett Franklin, and we're going to have some fun here. As you guys know, I think more often than not, I think I have more fun doing these type of shows than any other shows we do. We did like, you know, our favorite TV dads or favorite movie dads, favorite movie moms, stuff like that. We've done movie breakdowns. This one's going to be a little different. It's going to be a draft, and it's going to be the most... And Brett had an idea outside the box, so I changed the title a little bit. So we're going to do the most ridiculous sports scene in a movie. So it can be any movie, but it has to be some sort of sports scene or theme in that movie. So there's obviously a lot of really good sports movies out there. There's obviously a lot of really bad ones, too. And I'm sure we're going to hit some... both of those, but so we're just gonna have fun with this. We're gonna roll. We'll show you some of the clips. We might even break down a few, so we'll see what we go. I did a randomizer before. Brett is gonna go first. I am gonna go second. Greg is gonna go third. And I know we're gonna have a few of us have similar thoughts on this. So we're going to see how it goes and have some fun with it. So before we start, Greg, I'll just have you go like lead off first. When you guys were doing your research with this, just overall thoughts.
I mean, really looking forward to this. And, you know, we've done a lot of sports movie discussions on here. And I think we've probably touched on a lot of the things that we're going to talk about, but to bring it all together in a draft is going to be awesome. And honestly, like sometimes I have to do a lot of research just to kind of jog my memory. This one I found much less than others. Like I found a few things that I hadn't thought of, but there's a lot that I just have in my head from years of watching movies that I couldn't really find on any list. So a lot of these are kind of, you know, out of my own kind of personal library of sports movies that I really like. So hopefully I'm sure we'll have overlap, but I bet we'll also have some kind of unique ones too. And, you know, and I'm sure you guys ran into this too. Like some of these, like kind of like you could, when you have it break down to a scene, it's like, it could apply. I mean, sometimes an entire movie plot is ridiculous. And then some movies have four or five different scenes that could be on here. So narrowing it down to a scene is a challenge.
Quite a task. So Brett, we were talking before on a group message here, and you said you had done your research, you made your list and stuff. So your overall thoughts on this before we get started.
This was fun to do. Sort of like Greg said, though, I kind of already had a good idea of some of these things, and even from the get-go, and I'm lucky I get to pick first because I get to pick the one that I was hoping for. It was the first one that came to my mind, but as I did my little research, I started like, oh, there's a lot of really ridiculous things that happen just in movies on a sport-related kind of category. And it's, I think some of it is just directors being dumb, like not knowing like sort of how things work. So I think we got to, I got to run across a lot of funny, funny events and scenes in movies for it.
And like I said, we're not going to do them all, but throughout this broadcast, we are going to show you a few of those scenes and break them down. I guarantee it. So I already got four up in the queue. So whether you guys pick them or I pick them, we're ready to roll. So Brett, without further ado, the platform is yours, so you can make your first pick here.
Okay, number one, it's, you know, as you mentioned, Justin, I kind of thought a little bit of just like other movies, but this one I did stick with a sports movie, and it is with the what I feel is one of the all-time greatest TV edits. And this goes to Major League when Dord goes up to Vaughn on the mound and says, "Break this guy out." It's so badly overdubbed. It makes it great.
That's good. Right after after he bangs his wife too.
Yes. He didn't know.
I swear to God.
Oh my God! Yeah. No. So that's really good. And anyone that's ever watched, I think probably when we were a kid. This movie, what year did this movie come out? 92, 93?
Yeah, I think it's like 89 or 89.
So we were eight when this movie came out, basically. Yeah. Eight or seven. And we probably, I don't know when you guys watched it the first time, but I was a solid probably 10, 11 years old. And, you know, if you watch the HBO version, it's like watching George Carlin versus Jerry Seinfeld, like giving stand-up comedian talk. Yeah. But that's a solid one. So the USA version is probably the one I first caught. And then, you know, after time, you realize the actual movie you're watching. That's a solid pick there. Well, Greg, I know you're a big Major League guy. So your thoughts on that one?
No, that's good. I have some Major League in here, too. I know. Yeah, I think. Yeah, we did a lot. We talked a lot about Major League. I think it literally was the first R-rated movie I ever watched. I remember having it on VHS. And probably being about 10 years old, probably should not have been watching it, but that's good. That was a good curveball, Brett. I didn't know where you're. This just shows you can go a million different directions.
Yep.
Edited version of Major League is fantastic, unintentional comedy.
So, okay. I'm up with number two. And I have a feeling you guys probably already know the direction I'm going, but there are a million different ones out there. So I'm going to cue it up right now and just play the scene and then just let it play out. My pick is as follows. No travel, I guess.
This is the best part.
I guess there's no 10-second violation. I guess we're just going to keep playing.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
All right.
Let's play a little ball.
I like that no one is concerned. they're just happy they're winning then. So, yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I mean, the movie's named Teen Wolf. We know what's going to happen. But, I mean, you got to put that up there in most ridiculous scenes in any sports movie, in my opinion. First of all, the actual basketball played in that movie is maybe the worst of all time. But does becoming a wolf make you good at basketball? So, I don't know. Your guys' thoughts on that one?
I mean, clearly.
Yeah, there's like about a solid like 30
seconds. My favorite part is him just standing there dribbling. Yeah.
I mean, if
no whistle or anything with the scrum, just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, the build up growling that eventually leads to him winning the tie up. And then, like you said, dribbling for about 20 seconds in the backcourt, getting up, not switching a pivot foot. So whatever, you know, it is what it is. And then everyone's super pumped. Hey, we just scored 4 points in a row, 6 points in a row. Let's go. So, yeah. I got to go with that. All right.
Yeah,
so
I feel like that is, yeah, that's like one of the first when you think of ridiculous sports scenes. I think really a lot one. Of people probably think of that one first.
That for me is like, I know the movie is not obviously Oscar worthy, but that still is one of my favorite 80s movies of all time. So I put that right up there. That's Michael J. Fox at his peak too. Yeah. You know, obviously Back to the Future. I think he filmed it the same year. So, but yeah, had to throw that in there. All right, Greg. Greg, we're going to you for yours.
All right. So I'm going with another movie that we have talked about, I think, in numerous podcasts, Rocky IV.
Oh.
And I'm going to call this one Rocky Balboa Ends the Cold War. So not so much the fight in beating Drago, although that is pretty far-fetched and the beating that he takes and all that, but we're kind of used to that. It's like winning over the Russian crowd, including like the, I guess is like Gorbachev, like the president and the cabinet, and like, basically given that like not the greatest speech at the end of the movie and like winning everybody over and yeah, possibly ending the Cold War is just the most ridiculous premise. As if you kind of think about like, I mean, think about during the Persian Gulf War, like the Iraq like basketball team was playing the US team in Madison Square Garden and the entire, as I almost fall off my chair, the entire crowd is like cheering their Iraqi basketball team and yes. President at the time, or so George Bush, I guess, would have been the president, like up cheering. Ridiculous. Great movie, but insane.
They actually start chanting, the Russian crowd starts chanting for him in like the 11th or 12th or however many rounds they go. Which is insane in itself. So
that's
really good. That's real. And I think it is supposed to be Gorbachev.
I think it is.
Yeah. In that scene. Yeah. Brett, any thoughts on that one?
Oh no, it's funny. You went to Rocky. I'm thinking, what? And then, that speech at the end, as soon as you went that way, I knew exactly what you're going.
You could all change. Like punch drunk.
You could do it. We all could do it.
They're just eating it up.
My kid at home. Go to bed, kid.
It's entertaining. We've all seen it a million times, but ridiculous.
All right, here's the clip.
If I can change, потому что каждый может, and you can change, вы можете измениться. Everybody может измениться.
There it comes.
Unbelievable. And he's like, "Yeah, you better stand up."
So good. Yeah, well, if that happened now, Vladimir Putin might fire off a nuke or something. Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah, so good. So good. All right, great pick. So we got the Brett, I'm going to find that edit, too, of that major league scene here. And it's Brett's first overall with the amazing editing.
Step to the back, Ron. I only got one thing to say to you. Strike this guy out.
So good. So good.
They're like, you just, I mean, they're sitting there like, all right, we gotta replace motherfucker. What are we gonna insert? How about guy? Yeah. No, that works.
That'll work.
Fits.
Couldn't go with a couple syllables in there. Oh my God. So freaking good. So good.
Could have followed Die Hard, at least gone Mr. Falcon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we are through three picks. We are through round one. And we've showed you them all so far. So we've changed the Cold War. We've changed the F word to guy. And the guy became a wolf on the basketball court. So, I mean, we're rolling already. All right, Greg, you're going to lead off round two with pick number four.
Okay. A lot of different ways to go here. I'm gonna go to Happy Gilmore, and I'm gonna go to the final putt. Well, if you call it a putt, the final whatever it was, and just the whole
more like miniature
concept. Of, yeah,
I'm glad you had it ready because this was gonna be my pick too.
That so. Was I almost didn't pick it, but yeah, that whole like,
I'm gonna taking, just beat him right now.
Chubbs, I know you're gonna help me with this one.
Oops, sorry.
Perfect pace.
Oh my God! Incredible! Happy Gilmore wins the gold jacket.
I love you. I'm just gonna let it play through for about 10 more seconds here. Right? Oh, here we go.
It's impossible! That's my jacket! Hey, he stole my jacket!
I believe that's Mr. Gilmore!
All right, had to let it go through there at least. Yeah. So,
And I know we're running behind, but two quick points on that. The other point is, I think approximately 3 to 4 holes prior, he made like a 17, but like lost one shot. So honorable mention for that when he like swung and missed like 6 times and then hit it in the water. And also, I just realized that it's kind of eerie actually, that the two movies I just picked back to back both feature Carl Weathers, and he dies in both of those movies.
Oh, damn.
And we just lost him like a month ago. So yeah. RIP Carl Weathers.
Yeah, we just lost him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good call on that. Good call on that. Yeah. Great. One of the great sports icon actors in there. And he played professional football too. I think he played with the Raiders. Oh, damn. That is so good. So good. And let's not forget either, he gets run over by a car in like the second or third hole.
Quite a tournament.
Yeah. Well, what do I know? I'm just a doctor. You jackass. Oh, man. So good. All right. So we are through Happy Gilmore leading off the second round here. So, which means I am up. And damn, there are so many ways to go with this, but I got to go with one that is one of the most ridiculous all-time premises in any movie ever made. And I'm going to go ahead and cue that up for you guys right now. All right, here's the scene I'm going to show. And some of you might be familiar with this movie. Some of you might not, but we're going over the top.
Came off the table. All I care about is you. You're my boy. You understand?
You won't be to nobody halfway. Now is the time to do for yourself.
I love you. Sylvester Stallone, over the top.
So the reason I chose this movie is because it is the most ridiculous premise in all of, I mean, whether you consider arm wrestling a sport or not, it is. It's a competition. You have to be athletic. You got to be strong, obviously, to do it. So I'm considering it a sport. But the premise of, he's basically a truck driver, Sylvester Stallone's character. He's competing to win this like semi-truck, but also custody of his son by arm wrestling.
Oh, God.
And yeah, it's like Sylvester Stallone at his, you know, this is after Rocky. This is, or it's maybe right in the Rocky era, like Rambo, all that stuff. But my God, the whole premise of this.
You can't forget the things that he did. He had to think that so he could lift in his truck as he drove.
Yes. Yes.
He had the weights that he would pull down so he could like strengthen himself.
This is one of those movies I feel like a lot of people probably don't know. But I feel like this was one of those movies that was just on HBO when we were kids and stuff. So I would randomly see it. And I've probably watched it 3 or 4 times. And I even remember an SNL skit with Norm MacDonald and Sylvester Stallone, who was in Norm MacDonald's character was in a car crash. And Sylvester Stallone was like coming to save him. And Norm MacDonald was just pummeling him with over the top jokes in an SNL skit. It was legendary. So one of the, worst best movies out there. highly recommend that. Over the top. So that is my second pick and fifth pick overall. Mr. Franklin, we are going to you. Brett, you with us?
I wanted to go with this one too, just like you were. I'm gonna go with one that is just in its absolute entirety is a ridiculous play that would never happen. It's just so dumb, but here we go. The Blind Side, when he blocks a kid for 40 plus yards without him ever falling over, just continues to go backwards and then pushes him over a fence.
No.
It's so ridiculous.
No personal foul on that or nope. Yeah. I don't have that one queued up. I'll find that one and put it at the end of the broadcast. So, all right. The Michael Orr block, we'll call that one in The Blind Side. All right. Which that whole movie now, after all that crap that came out last year with him and that family, it looks pretty bad now. But yeah, very interesting stuff. But he turned into be a pretty decent football player, although they made Sandra Bullock, the white female savior, and Michael Orr, the dumb black guy who actually was smart in real life. So, you know, it is what it is. But Hollywood runs its magic and apparently doesn't call it. And yeah, and apparently they don't call 15-yard personal foul penalties or ejections or anything in that as well. So. I like that. Very good. Very good. So is that cool? We'll call that the Michael Orr block from The Blind Side. All right. So we got each of us have made 2 picks now. Brett, you're going to lead off round 2 round 3. And then while you're given your pick, I'm going to look for that block. You got it, Brett?
Okay. I made reference to it the last time we were. Can you guys hear me?
Yep. You're good.
Good?
Mm-hmm. You good?
Okay. Sorry. There's a little slight delay, it seems like. I'm going to go with, I got to go with this. The Mighty Ducks D2, the knuckle puck. Shot takes like 3 minutes to set up. Moseys through the air as it goes while everyone watches. I mean, Peter Gibbons in Office Space, his car moved faster when it was stopped in traffic than that puck moved through the air.
No, that's good.
Very good.
Which was that Keenan? Was that Keenan Thompson that did the knuckle puck, or which character did that? Do you remember?
That was Keenan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that guy is still freaking on SNL. That was Keenan. He's like the new Tim Meadows. But yeah, that's a good one. So yeah, I don't know. And that's, by the way, that's another 1994 movie that we just had that draft last week.
Yep.
You know, so, or well, recently for us. But that's a movie that didn't make our cut, but that's a solid movie, especially when you're a kid. So, all right, The Knuckle Puck by Keenan. I don't remember his character name on there, but I like that. All right, so that brings it back to me. Oh boy, so many ways to go. Do I go like realistic movie with a ridiculous scene? Do I go completely ridiculous plot line? So many ways to go here. I'm going to go with a movie that overall is pretty ridiculous. I guess it's somewhat realistic until you get to the actual pitching in the movie. This is a baseball movie. And I'm going to go with The Scout. And I'm going to go with Steve Nebraska in game one of the World Series. First of all, flying in on a helicopter. Or being saved from a helicopter. I don't remember the exact plot line. But he strikes out all 27 men in a perfect game. And I'm pretty sure he hits at least one home run in that game, too. And never pitching before in a major league game either. So that was Brendan Fraser striking out all 20.
He threw 81 straight strikes.
Yeah, and I think there's been like 12 immaculate innings in Major League Baseball history, and he threw 9 consecutive immaculate innings. Yeah, so good call. Yeah, it would be a good trivia question. What team were they playing in the World Series? I have no idea, but yeah, that is, I mean, you can go down the list of what's realistic, what's not. That's probably, if you're saying based on like, could it happen? The answer is no. That is literally impossible to happen. Now, Shohei Ohtani is the closest thing we got to Steve Nebraska. And Shohei Ohtani is not throwing 81 straight strikes, and he's not going 4-for-4 with 4 home runs in the World Series. So, yeah, that's mine. Any thoughts on that?
No, I like that one. I can't say I've ever actually seen that movie, or it's been a long time, but
it's Brendan Fraser was, you know, pretty popular actor, at least with maybe our generation. And then is it Albert Brooks, I think, is the scout in that movie, and he's pretty well thought of, or at least was in Hollywood. So but besides that, there's probably not much more to that movie. So but yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. So that's my pick. That's my third pick overall. Greg, you're going to round it out here in round three with pick number 9 overall.
Okay. I'm going to stick with baseball and kind of just another ridiculous premise. And I'm going to go to Rookie of the Year. And just if we have to go to a scene, I guess it would be the scene where at the end where he trips over the ball. I forget if it was going on or off the field, and then loses the power that he got and has to like navigate through the last inning, basically throwing slow pitch softballs that somehow like major, like a 35 home run major league guy can't hit. But obviously just an insane premise. You know, guy, arm accident, tendons, heel in a certain way, and all of a sudden he can throw 95 miles per hour and he becomes this star pitcher who nobody can hit, even though he throws pretty much just as hard as any, as most major league pitchers throw, and he only throws one pitch, and their team only has two pitchers, and the other one is Gary Busey.
Chet the Rocket Steadman.
Yeah, who probably throws about a solid 56 miles per hour. So anyway, just insane, yeah. Insanely crazy movie. Entertaining. Well,
and his pitching coach is Marv from Home Alone. All right. Yeah. Hold that thought right there. The scene Greg's talking about. And not to mention, he finds his mom's name written in his glove, I believe, too, and realizes that she was the pitcher, not his deadbeat dad, who now the first baseman apparently is banging his mom. And I told you guys. John Candy. Oh, and that guy.
Duncan. Duncan's Toy Chest.
That's Duncan Choice.
Yeah, Duncan's Toy Chest.
This guy, though, I mean, I think they were going for like a Clue Haywood type character here, but this guy gave me like freaking nightmares because he reminded me of Freddy Krueger. and the voiceover of "You're Out," not
the guy immediately after the swing.
I don't, that one's so good. And like you said, you could go a million other ways. If I had to pick, I would go with the scene from center field where he just throws a freaking frozen rope 450 feet right into the catcher's glove. But man, just that scene right there, John Candy. Yeah, the guy from Duncan's Toy Chest. Those two younger kids were in a bunch of movies. You got, you got the kid that ends up being in American Pie as Henry Rowengardner. So a lot of good shit in there. So good call. Good call on that. Rookie of the Year. Funky butt loving. Gotta love that. All right, Greg, we are going back to you. Pick number 10 overall, round 4. We're starting.
Okay. I'm going to go to football now, and a movie that's pretty relevant to the 330 and the Cleveland Browns fan base, Draft Day. Which I really do, because I love Kevin Costner, and this is like Kevin Costner, like in his bag, just being Kevin Costner for an entire movie. But I don't even know where you start, but if we got to narrow it, it's all the trades are ridiculous, and everything that they do the entire movie of like, okay, we just traded for the number one pick. Now we have to scout this guy, this quarterback that clearly like they would have been looking at for 4 months, but just the last trade and how he's able to essentially get all of his picks back in David goddamn Putney because he feels like it is just absurd.
The absolute larceny that he pulls off somehow, because that kid didn't open up his playbook and no one came to his birthday party at Wisconsin or wherever he was from. And I mean, what he ends up getting, what's his name? The Black Panther, who's the linebacker.
Chadwick
Boseman from Ohio State, no matter what. And what else? Don't they get... What did they end up getting in total? Do you remember?
They got the running back too. So the running back whose dad, like it was played by Arian Foster, whose dad, apparently played for the Browns. So they got that guy.
Okay.
Because they traded up to 1, and then he takes Vontae Mack at 1, And then they traded back right in front of Seattle. And
then Seattle wanted the quarterback they thought.
Seattle thought they would have traded one and then moved down to eight or whatever and still gotten Bo Callahan. Yeah. So then he then trades with Seattle or moves down to Seattle spot, flip-flop spots, gets all his picks back, David Putney, and then they take Ray Jennings, the running back.
Yes.
From Florida State. So,
which, yeah, I mean, that has an age well. You don't take running backs.
No, you don't. And you don't take linebackers at number one.
No. And Bo Callahan was apparently Johnny Manziel in that movie. So
yes,
whoever ended up taking him, the Seahawks or whatever. But yeah, that's a great pick, and that's literally a movie we need to break down at some point. That was that's a good one there. Brett, any thoughts on that one?
No, that I had the exact same scene on my list too. Like he got the number one pick for free. That's what he got, and then they drafted a linebacker with it.
Yeah. It wasn't going off of Jimmy Johnson's value chart there. So, all right. Well, I teased this one the other day, so I'm gonna go back to basketball here. I've gone basketball, arm wrestling, baseball. So I'm going back to basketball here. I'm going to cue up this pick here for you guys. So my pick is going to be above the rim. And if you watch, and I got to give credit to Devin from the 7, whoever that is, but on Twitter, found this and I saw it and I'm like, this has to go in my list. So if you watch number 52 in this scene above the rim. Gets the steal, right? Okay, gets the steal right there. Full court pass. Hey, he threw it to himself. And he dunks it. So, more going back along Brett's lines of just poor editing there. But above the rim, number 52, getting the steal, throwing a full court pass to himself, which, by the way, if you catch it, and you come down on your feet, that's a travel. And I don't know who and which athlete out there can make that play. I'm pretty sure LeBron can't do that at his prime. Throw it about 55 feet, catch it, and then go up for the dunk after a steal. So I'm going with that one. I'm just going to label that one number 52 above the rim. So, yeah. So that's all I got on that one. So
And I assume that was a bad edit and not like, do you think I'd be curious if they actually meant for that to happen or if they just screwed up the editing.
I think what happened is they probably filmed so much and they threw it together. And I don't know how long that movie like post-production went, but somebody just got caught sleeping at the wheel, I think. So, I mentioned it to Spires the other day. He had no idea. And, you know, he's seen that movie a bunch. So, I think if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. But I saw it on Twitter and I didn't even catch it myself, you know, when I watched that movie a long time ago. So had to go with that one. So CC Sabathia.
It's a good point, though, because it's like, you know, and I've heard this on other podcasts, too, where it's like, you know, that movie was made sometime in the 90s. Like, yeah. That's pre-YouTube. That's pre-social media. Mm-hmm. Nobody's thinking like, oh, people are going to be breaking this thing down and there's going to be clips of this scene out there. So there's a lot of those little Easter eggs out there that probably saw it in the editing room and they're like, nobody's going to notice anyway. Like, we're not going to go back. It is what it is. And then 30 years later, we're talking about it on a podcast.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, just a bad edit that makes our list at number 11 overall. Brett, you're up with number 12.
Okay. Boy, still, there's just so many good ones still out there. I'm going to go towards the more recent movie or remake of The Longest Yard. There's quite a few of them. I had two of them on my list, actually, but I'm only going to go with one of them here. Adam Sandler's character, don't remember his name, but twice throws a pass to hit the crooked ref in the middle of the field in his junk. And a player yells after the second time, "You always got to protect the McNuggets."
Oh, so good. That really is a great – that original movie was great, and then the remake was really good too. So, but yeah, you got to protect those McNuggets no matter what.
The remake was pretty good, but there's some really ridiculous things in this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're just going to go – so give me a title for that one. Longest yard, Sandler hits him in the McNuggets. That sounds good, I think. Or whatever it's
called. You got to protect the McNuggets. That's the one you got to go with.
All right. And Eris, if Hodge was on this podcast, if Hodge was on here, he'd be like, just don't be a baby back bitch. all right. So, Brett, you've made four. We've each made four picks now. We're 12-3. We have six more total, two more each. Brett, you're going number 13 here.
Yeah, we're going to go outside the sports world on this one. And this is you're going to have to find the clip of it. Trust me, you'll believe me when you see it. This is from The Amazing Spider-Man, one of the more recent ones, not just maybe the second of the three Spider-Men. Where apparently dribbling is not necessary for Spider-Man. And as he moves through the air to dunk the ball, is also parallel to the ground with his feet first.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell you what, let's go. So I believe this is the scene. We're going to go ahead and play this.
Take it, man. Go ahead. Take it.
All right. First of all, that kid would beat his ass right then. Or maybe right now.
Just take it. All right. How about this? All right. How about that?
Here it comes.
I bring it. Come on, partner. Come on.
All right, that's fair. I like that one. I like that one. That's a solid one. So the amazing Spidey dunk. That's well worth it. Which, for whatever reason, that movie right there, or that clip right there, just triggered a movie that's not on my list. It reminded me of a high school movie scene that I know Greg's knows what I'm talking about right now.
And I'm actually debating on picking that when it comes to me, but we'll see.
I'm going to let you take it because I can't think of what the movie title is.
Okay.
But
talk me into probably
taking it. I know what the last two words are, but I can't remember the guy's name. So But Brett, that is a solid pick. I've actually never seen that movie, so I like that. That's a winning scene right there. All right. I have to go with this scene. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. This was one of those other early 90 movies. I have like 25 more on my list. So picking between two of them is really hard. And I know I said we were going to do this about 45 minutes and we're probably right about that movie. And right about that time, we got five more picks left. So I'm going to try to find this real. All right, here we go. So this movie, I've never seen the whole thing through, but when I saw this for the first time as a 10, 11 year old kid, my mouth dropped because I couldn't believe what just happened. So here we go.
Yep.
Esta vida es una. Okay. So, was it a touchdown? I think so. Well, that's I got the Spanish version there on YouTube, but that was Billy Cole scores a touchdown after shooting through the entire defense. He did break like one or two tackles coming out of the backfield though. Nice catch, and had the wherewithal to pull out his gun and shoot God. Those final couple guys there. So yeah, and then they had apparently a fully armed police squad ready to. Like get on the field after after about 30 seconds. So Billy Cole, the last Boy Scout, that is a ridiculous scene. So I don't know if that was like
funny
CFL or whatever.
Well, a little funny comment about it is that it's that game was taking place in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
In the early scenes of that movie too, he was snorting cocaine in the locker room.
had some real Lawrence Taylor vibes going on there. So I had to go with, there's 25 more or whatever on my list. And that one is, I mean, come on. So Billy Cole, last Boy Scout there. So good Cleveland reference on that too, Brett. So, all right, Greg, we're going to you with pick 15.
Oh man. Okay. So this movie, I feel like we've talked we have to shoehorn this in somehow. So I'm going to go to Varsity Blues. And again, another one where you could pretty much put the entire movie is unreal. Well, is ridiculous, although the football is not too bad. But I'll go with the hook and ladder play to Billy Bob. Like, it's just, not to mention they've like taken over the team and they're Kilmer. Kilmer's no longer coaching. There's no assistant coaches. Lance Harbor's taken over. They've changed the entire offense. They knew exactly what to do on the block punt play. And now they have this hook and ladder that's never worked. And Billy Bob like catches it like flat footed and like stares at the ball. And he's this like massive, but like not athletic, just kind of fat guy that like, for some reason they just can't tackle for 25 or 30 yards. And he falls in the end zone and they win.
Let's just watch the.
No tight ends, no running backs. I want four receivers stacked left. Reader, you on the right. We're going to overload their left side force.
We're
going to cover tweeter one-on-one.
We're going to skip ahead just a bit.
Wow, the Kyle celebrate the question.
I say, I might not be on this clip, actually.
Oh, damn it. All right. So I'll find it. I'll find it. But I'll play that one at the end. But, yeah. So we went with Billy Cole last. Now we're going with Billy Bob here with the hook and ladder. That whole movie, like, I know, Greg, I know you feel the same. Brett, I know you probably really like that movie a lot, but Varsity Blues to me is one of the best football movies, but that is a really ridiculous scene.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I feel like we had Greg to get didn't it. Go with. Sorry. Surprised you didn't go with the teacher that was also a stripper.
That's true. So many different ways to go.
Yeah, yeah. Technically, that would not be a sports scene in a movie, though. So, yeah. True, so, true. Greg, you got that one more pick left. So I don't know if you're gonna do it. And I just thought of the guy's name, but
I'm doing it. And and in the chat, I just sent you a link.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. So there it is. All right.
So the movie is John Tucker Must Die.
All right, it's going through. So yeah, we will let me hold it real quick while I've. All right, so here we go. So, John Tucker Must Die.
Ball. Dude, you wearing thongs again, man? Yep.
It's like letting your best friend sleep in a silk hammock. They're breezy. They don't bind. And they give you just enough swing.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised Mac McClung hasn't tried that one in the dunk contest with the thong. But yeah, there's no analysis needed on that one.
We were when Brett said that about that Spider-Man movie, that immediately was the first thing I thought of, was that scene right there. Oh my God. Yeah. So good. So good. Brett, your thoughts? All right. Well,
that's better than the Spider-Man movie. That one was just so much better.
I think we might have opened some doors to some people to John Tucker Must Die. Oh my God. That movie is.
It's a terrible movie, but it is entertaining. And if it's on, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good, bad movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that leaves, that's a great pick to end on. I got one more. Brett's got one more. Oh my God. How am I going to top that? There's so many ways to go here. So many ways to go. I'm literally like, I don't want to make another pick after that one, but I'm going to. And for my final pick here, I'm going to go maybe the most unrealistic thing out of anything we've done so far, except for a man turning into a wolf on the basketball court, at least in real life. So I'm going to go with this one. So let me set this up real quick. This movie actually takes place in Pittsburgh. It is a hockey movie. And it is starring none other than Jean-Claude Van Damme. It is called Sudden Death. And he is basically trying to save the entire arena from a terrorist. But during that plot, he actually has to get on the ice as a goalkeeper for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Crazy on their feet. Penguins looking for a lift here to try and get back into this game. And here we go. Chicago will control the face off of them.
So, real quick, I can't remember if, like, what happens to the original goalkeeper, but he gets injured or something, and Van Damme has to go in for him after, like, murdering, like, killing a bunch of assassins and stuff. This would be, like, John Wick going in as a goaltender for, like, you know, the New York Rangers or something like that.
Stayed on there. Towards the Penguins. Stayed on there. Christ.
Really top-notch technique there.
The offense, and Colliver is not challenging the shooters at all. He hasn't challenged much all night. Move out! Move out! He's going to come out. He'll challenge. The pedal is up there. His hand on the ice, and he's hurt. But play continues. The puck squirts free, and the Penguins take command of it.
Let me skip ahead of that. Keep in mind, I believe this is game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, what a save by Brad Colliver. That has to be the save of the year. And he ought to get 5-10 for Robbie Tony Amani and the Hawks on that.
That all happens.
He gave him a right cross and knocked him down.
Yeah. And then.
What's he doing?
He realizes he has to leave to go. Keep in mind, there's a bomb that's going to be set off in like the vice president's suite. So he realizes he's got to get out of the game. So he hits this guy to get a penalty.
He gave him a right cross and knocked him down.
So, yeah, I highly recommend. That's a great, great rewatchable movie. So we'll move on from there. All right. So, Brett, you have the final pick here. I'm going to turn it over to you.
I'm going to go a little outside the sports world. We're going to go to Top Gun. Sand Beach volleyball game, and with the simple question of who the fuck wears jeans to play volleyball in the sand?
Tom Cruise does. Tom Cruise can do whatever he wants, Brett.
Fair point.
That's an excellent point.
That whole whole scene's ridiculous. It does. The jeans is just goofy, but the whole scene's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree. In the remake, the Maverick movie, I actually like the game that they create on the beach where you're both teams are playing offense and defense. I kind of like that as a coach. I think that's kind of a cool thing there. But yeah, so I mean, this list is unbelievable. Like, I mean, the scenes that we just came up with, so damn good. And you know, we got realistic, we got fake, we got all the, you know, terrible plot lines, we got everything. There is literally, like I said, 15 on my list or so that didn't even make it. So let's just, you know, without breaking them down or whatever, let's just throw out a few. If you got any more, throw them out now. Greg, since you had the final pick, I'll start with you. If you got a couple honorable mentions here.
Yeah, I have some couple honorable mentions, I guess. Well, one, the baseball scene in Twilight, which is
anything in that movie
kind of ridiculous, but also it's Muse Supermassive Black Hole is playing during that, so that's pretty cool. And then kind of a realistic one, that gets a decent amount of airplay is Bull Durham, like Tim Robbins, like pitching motion, and just like that, it's not believable that Tim Robbins is a big time like MLB prospect. He looks like he throws like I don't even know what, but he doesn't look like a guy that throws 95 miles per hour.
It's like Nuke Lelouch or something like that.
Yeah.
that's solid. Franklin, how about you? Get any honorable mentions?
I got to go with Naked Gun and the elaborate and often wrong strike calls.
wasn't even on my radar. That's a freaking great call. Great call.
And then I'm gonna revert back to Justin's first pick and go with Teen Wolf 2. He's Jason Bateman's a boxer. And he's punching a heavy bag, and as he's punching the heavy bag, some guy's holding it, and he's not hitting it hard, but the guy's jumping up and down with the bag like he's being hit. It's so awkward and terrible.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. All right. I like that one. If we want to go realistic ones, a couple realistic ones on my list. First of all, Tom Berenger beating out a bunt in Major League. There's zero chance that would happen. I don't care if he points to the wall or whatever. Also, I know it's The Natural, and that is one of the best baseball movies out there, but that home run at the end is as great as that score is, as great as that movie is, it's not believable at all. So if you want to go realistic, those are a few ones. I stayed away from the total, like, stupid franchise of Air Bud, but I mean, that whole franchise, I mean, he's playing every kind of sport, soccer, football, basketball, whatever. But my favorite one that I did not put on this list that's not a sports movie is Along Came Polly. The basketball scene is just absolute gold. And Greg, I know you, I forget his name. The actor's name. But you know, I know Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yes, Philip Seymour Hoffman. And Ben Stiller shooting around talking about Jennifer Aniston. And but like he is just he kind of reminds me of like Jim Carrey in the in The Cable Guy, which could have been one of those scenes too. But it just make it rain, and he like breaking the backboard and all that. So
so good.
You know, so good. And a couple other notes. In The Sandlot, the only baseball they have available to play with is a signed autographed Babe Ruth baseball. Back to School, if anyone's ever seen that movie with Rodney Dangerfield, he does this dive called the Triple Lundy at the end, and it's Rodney Dangerfield is like a 60-year-old man pulling this off. I mean, you know, and then one final one. You know, I know there's a bunch out there, but that I'm going to skip over. But Shane Falco, let's keep in mind, he was not under contract. Not under contract, nor on the roster, but returns for the second half of the championship game and comes back and wins it. So much like the water boy, you know, doesn't even show up to the Bourbon Bowl till the second half. So those are my last couple there, but this was a lot of fun. Brad, I'm so glad you said the Leslie Nielsen.
That's about our
scene too, because that one, you can't forget about that one. That one probably should be on this list somewhere too. So these are phenomenal. I might turn this into instead of a 16 team, this might end up being a 32 team bracket here, and we'll have people vote on it. So appreciate you guys for doing this. This was a lot of fun. And this is week number two of our drafts. We're going to do four or maybe five of these total, depending on time. But this was good, and we'll try to have some more fun with these drafts going forward. So appreciate you guys watching. For Brett, for Greg, I'm Justin. Thanks for watching the 330 Sports. Let's just end it. We're just going to end it on this one. So after this video is over, we're going to close out. But again, thanks for watching, and enjoy this one to close out.
Strike.
Oops, sorry. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, for once again, for Brett and Greg, I'm Justin. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. This is original Youngstown content. Feel free to share our videos and tell your friends about us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook.